President Bush and John Kerry are spending the weekend preparing for their first debate on Thursday. Their campaign aides are doubtless poring over the latest poll figures as they help the candidates shape their messages. One recent poll for the New York Times and CBS News may have come as a disturbing surprise for the Democrats. President Bush is running ahead of John Kerry among women, 48% to 43%. That's a dramatic shift from 2000 when Al Gore swept the women's vote. Women are a key voting bloc. In fact, some say the decisive bloc in many races of the past two decades. We've invited two pollsters to talk about the women's vote this year. Anna Greenberg is vice president of Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research, a firm that advises Democratic candidates and groups, and she's here in our studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're also joined on the phone by Kellyanne Conway, a Republican pollster, president of the Polling Company. Welcome, Ms. Conway.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anna Greenberg, let's start with you. This latest poll about women leaning toward President Bush apparently can't be welcome news for Democrats. How did this happen?
Well, first of all, let me say that I don't believe that poll in the sense that what you really have to do is at any moment average all of the national polls, and that's the true number. If you look at the polls over the last 2 weeks, he's underperforming with women, which is not the same as losing with women, and that's obviously of some concern, and the question is, why is he underperforming? It's not really the fabled security mom story that we've been hearing so much about. It's really that the issues that women care about most, mainly health care and retirement, especially if they're older, they haven't been hearing very much about it.
He's not hitting those issues. Kerry's not hitting those issues as much as he should be.
If you look at the last 2.5 months, really since before the Democratic convention, the entire discussion has been about Iraq and the war on terrorism. There's been no discussion really of health care costs, prescription drug costs, retirement security. Those are the kinds of issues that really upset women.
Kellyanne Conway, Anna mentioned security moms, the idea that women out there are seeing President Bush as better able to protect their family from terrorist attack. Is that what you see happening?
Well, that is clearly reflected in the polls, and we should say, demographically speaking, that security moms necessarily encapsulates the former so-called soccer moms. It also includes many of these blue-collar women, some of whom are married, some of whom are single, but all of whom have children, and all of these women share two things in common. Number one, they look at the world, including their politics, through the prism of their children. And number two, security as a theme is the most important issue to them. It's really homeland security and the war on terrorism more than the war in Iraq. They are up for grabs. They are disproportionately a large percentage of the undecided voters who remain this year.
Okay, Anna Greenberg, you are shaking your head.
Well, I guess there are two things I want to say. The first is this so-called security mom demographic is actually not a swing demographic. If the definition is white, suburban, but blue-collar and college-educated women with children, they have been voting for George Bush by double digits since the beginning of the year, and they have not moved very much, and they are conservative. This is not a swing group. The swing group is really an older demographic, older women who are extremely unhappy about the war in Iraq, especially all the money we're spending there, extremely unhappy about the cost of health care and prescription drugs, and extremely worried about their retirement security. Kerry had been leading with them by about 10 or 15 points for about 4 or 5 months. He's now, you know, about 5 or 6 point lead. That is the swing demographic, and it is an economic, including the war in Iraq, and it is not about security. The other thing I would say is when you look at the polls and you ask women, what do they want to hear more about from Kerry? War on terrorism is about fifth on the list, even if they're white married women. So this is conjured up, I believe, partially by the Bush campaign to try and keep this campaign on terrain that is more hospitable to them.
Well, but what would you advise Senator Kerry to do? I mean, for a variety of reasons, he has sort of been pushed into talking about the war in Iraq and security.
Well, I would advise him to do exactly what he is doing. If you look at his advertising in the battleground states, it is about the war in Iraq, but it's very much about domestic priorities and the money we're spending there and not spending and meeting our concerns around health care costs and retirement security. And I think you're going to start to see, we've started to see already more advertising about health care. So I actually think he's doing exactly what he needs to, and he needs to resist this push to make this election all about security because there's just more to it than that.
What about Kellyanne Conway, unmarried women, which traditionally have been seen to be more Democratic leaning? And I was amazed to read that in 2000, 22 million unmarried women who were eligible to vote did not. Is President Bush making a push for those votes?
He is indeed, and the fact that those voters would even be available to a presidential candidate who has an R after his name is in itself remarkable. I think they're important for two reasons. Number one, there are many more of them now than there used to be. I mean, years ago, if you were of a certain age, you guaranteed that you had marriage and motherhood, if not mortgage as well. But these women are going on their own, some of them by choice, some of them not. And number two, what makes them really ripe is that they are no longer just single or even double-issue voters. They are no longer women who just say, I'm worried about reproductive rights or I'm worried about gun control. They actually are much more broad-minded and putting an awful lot of these presidential candidates into the large voter cauldron from which they'll eventually pull a choice. John Kerry should carry them substantially, but if he's only carrying them by 10 or 12 points, again, that shows you another area of underperformance. It's really kept him under 50% in all the national polls for quite a while.
Anna Greenberg?
John Kerry's winning unmarried women by 22 points right now, and he has been winning them between 25 and 30, so he may be underperforming a little bit, but he's going to win them by double digits. He's actually losing married women by 4 points, and again, that security mom demographic is very firmly in that Bush camp. Unmarried women are actually, Kellyanne's right, they aren't single-issue voters, and they don't necessarily vote on choice, though they broadly support a woman's right to choose. They are economically marginal. 50% of them make under $30,000 a year. They are incredibly worried about their job security, their wages, how much their health care costs, and if they're older, they're incredibly worried about retiring by themselves.
You both keep mentioning this is not a single-issue demographic, but let me bring up a single issue that was very big in 2000, abortion rights. We heard over and over Al Gore talking about the Supreme Court being crucial, and here we are 4 years later with everyone saying it's very likely there will be a number of openings on the Supreme Court, and you don't hear much about abortion rights from either candidate. Kellyanne Conway?
Abortion is conspicuous by its absence in all the national polls, including our own, when women or men are asked a very simple, objective, open-ended question, what's the most important issue facing you and your family, or what will most influence your vote for president this year? It's not in the top five, and part of that is because we have seen this shift away from some of the social and moral issues and over to the economic and war on terrorism issues. It tends to make or break elections less now than it did, say, 16 years ago when I started in this business, when you could point to about 10, 12, in some cases, 14% of the electorate saying, I went to the polls today for one reason and one reason only, and it was abortion. But even there, it was disproportionately pro-life.
Anna Greenberg, abortion in the Supreme Court, not as big for John Kerry.
In general, I think in this election, the so-called social or moral issues are going to be less important. You have an election that's dominated by an increasingly terrible situation in Iraq, an economy that can't seem to get jump-started, at least create jobs that pay well and provide good health care benefits. And so those kinds of issues are going to recede in ways that they were very prominent in the 1990s. But I think for many people, at least on the activist side, both on the pro-choice and anti-choice side, it is a big part of why they participate in politics. It's why they're Democrats. It's why they're Republicans. It's always there. But I think Kelly exactly right. In the lexicon of issues that are going to be important, this is going to be relatively low.
Anna Greenberg is a Democratic pollster with Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research, and Kellyanne Conway is a Republican pollster with The Polling Company. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.